July, since it's just starting to be the beginning of it. And I was going to be doing this a few days ago, but for some reason I just forgot about it and I did riddles instead. So yeah, today's going to be about July, and let's get started. Roman general Julius Caesar by the Roman Senate, as it was the month he was born in. Julius Caesar was a formidable military general and statesman who was largely responsible for changing the Roman Republic into the Roman Empire. The month was previously called Quintilis, or Latin for fifth, as it was the fifth month of the 10-month-long ancient Roman calendar. As the second month of summer, July is on average the warmest month of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Its Southern Hemisphere equivalent is January. Although in the Southern Hemisphere, July is on average the coldest month of the year, being the second month of winter. In early July, a period of time called the Dog Days of Summer begins. Historically, they were observed within ancient Roman and Greek astrology and were connected with bad luck, mad dog attacks, unexpected thunderstorms, heat, and drought. They gained their name as Dog Days as they were connected with the star Sirius, which is part of the Canis Major, Greater Dog Star System. Nowadays, the Dog Days refers to when the hottest days of summer begin. Coincidentally, it was in July that the rabies vaccine was first successfully given to a patient. The French microbiologist Louis Pasteur administered the vaccine to a 9-year-old called Joseph Meister on the 6th of July, 1885. The child had been bitten by a rabid dog, and Louis Pasteur, unsure whether the vaccine would be successful, decided it was worth testing. Fortunately for the boy, it worked. The Anglo-Saxons had multiple names for the month of July, including Maidmonath and Haymonath, respectively. These translated into the flowering of meadows and hay month. July isn't just the month for Independence Day. There are plenty of other great holidays observed around the world. The 2nd of July is World UFO Day, while the 3rd of July is Stay Out of the Sun Day. In the U.S., the 6th of July is Pretty Delicious Day, as it's National Fried Chicken Day. At the end of the month, we also have International Tiger Day on the 29th of July. On the 25th of July, 1909, Louis Berlioz became the first man to successfully fly an aircraft from one country to another. He took off from the coast of France and landed across the channel near Dover, England. There are two star signs which fall in the month of July. If you're born before the 22nd of July, your star sign is Cancer. If you're born after this day, from the 23rd of July onward, then you're a Leo. Those born under the sign of Cancer are said to be loyal friends with great emotional depth, and those born under the sign Leo are said to be very proud people who display great leadership. The 12th of July, 1943, which is, by the way, my half birthday, was an explosive day. It was on this day that Russian and German forces fought the largest tank battle in history, with 900 tanks on either side obliterating each other at close range. After a ceasefire was ordered and the smoke cleared, there were only 300 German tanks left standing. If you're doing everything right, then crops of corn are meant to be knee-high by 4th of July. It's also in July that crop circles start to appear in fields of corn. Crop circles have, for the most part, only started appearing since the 1970s, although there have been a number of cases sporadically reported throughout history. Despite it being the first month in the second half of the year, the 1st of July is not actually the middle of the year. In a regular non-leap year, the midpoint is actually on the 2nd of July at 1 p.m., around one day ago. July has two birth flowers, the water lily and the larkspur. The water lily is said to be a symbol of a pure heart, while the larkspur, especially its white form, represents a lightness of heart. The The birthstone of July is a ruby, considered by many to be the king of gems. At one point in time, it was considered to protect warriors on the field of battle if it was embedded in their armor. Nowadays, as a birthstone, it is said to protect against evil. July was an important time for the space race of the 60s. The first manned mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 mission, launched on the 16th of July 1969. 4 days later, on the 20th of July 1969, Neil Armstrong made history by taking the first step on the moon while declaring, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." July 16th, 1945 was another big day for the world, and a step down a very dark period of history. It was on this day that Amorgado, New Mexico, that the first atomic bomb was detonated. The bomb was called Fat Boy, and explosion was sure fat. The mushroom cloud was 41,000 feet, 12.5 kilometers high. That's it for today's episode of the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed these facts about July. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!